From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The United Nations Security Council met Tuesday at the request of the United States to discuss Iran's recent ballistic missile launch. America's new UN ambassador, Nikki Haley, told reporters the launch was absolutely unacceptable and warned that the Trump administration will not turn a blind eye to the actions.
I think that you have to look at the fact that there are two things. One, they know that they are not supposed to be doing any production of ballistic missile testings that can carry nuclear weapons. So if you look at what they've done, here they have a payload of 500 kilograms that could go in a range of 300 kilograms. That is more than enough to be able to deliver a nuclear weapon.
Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif would neither confirm nor deny the ballistic missile launch, but he denied that the missiles are part of a recent nuclear accord. The European Union Tuesday condemned recent fighting in eastern Ukraine between pro-Russian rebels and government forces, calling the violence a violation of the Minsk truce. The two sides fought again Tuesday in the industrial city of Agivka. Thousands were left without power when an electric substation was damaged. Ukrainian UN ambassador Vladimir Yelchenko briefed reporters.
There is a lot of casualties, up to 10 or even more Ukrainian military are killed, more than 20 wounded. There are also casualties among civilians. The whole area is basically cut off electricity and any other supplies.
Violence in eastern Ukraine has escalated significantly over the last few days. President Donald Trump is announcing at this hour his pick for the U.S. Supreme Court seat. This is VOA News. The U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee argued Tuesday about Attorney General nominee Jeff Sessions. Democrat Dianne Feinstein says she doesn't trust Sessions to stand up to the president.
We're being asked to vote on a nominee that will have to stand up to a president who is clearly willing to ignore the law and even issue orders in violation of the Constitution.
Republican Orrin Hatch, though, came to Sessions' defense.
His qualifications for this position are unmatched in American history. None of the previous 83 U.S. Attorneys General had his experience in both developing and implementing criminal justice policy.
Sessions is expected to be approved by the committee. Over at the Education Committee.
I have 12 ayes, 11 nays.
The ayes have it. The nomination will be favorably reported.
The nomination of Betsy DeVos as Education Secretary was approved, clearing the way for a full Senate vote. Also in the Senate, confirmation of the president's picks to lead the Treasury Department and the Department of Health and Human Services were delayed indefinitely after Democrats boycotted a Senate Finance Committee hearing. Democrats say they want more information about the two nominees. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security has defended the implementation of the president's executive order restricting immigration, saying we cannot gamble with American lives. Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly says the order provides a temporary pause, allowing a review of the refugee vetting system. He said the order is aimed at keeping terrorists out of the country and stressed that it is not a ban on Muslims.
The vast majority of the 1.7 billion Muslims that live on this planet, the vast majority of them have all other things being equal, have access to the United States, and a relatively small number right now are being held up for a period of time until we can take a look at what their procedures are.
Congressional Democrats still say the new immigration order is unconstitutional. On Tuesday, they hailed former Acting Attorney General Sally Yates for refusing to enforce the ban. Yates was fired for her refusal. The United Nations said Tuesday the Syrian peace talks have been postponed from February 8th to February 20th. Syrian envoy for UN Syrian envoy Stefan de Mistura says the focus of the talks will be solidifying the current ceasefire. A Polish historical institute issued what it said was new evidence that pro-democracy leader and former president Lech Wałęsa acted as a paid informant for the communist regime in the 1970s. Critics of the current populist government, though, say the Institute for National Remembrance has become politicized and is trying to tarnish Mr. Wałęsa's legacy. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.